Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. If you looked at my nails, you would say, girl, you need to go get a mani. And if you looked at my toes, you'd be even bigger on, girl, you need to go get a pedicure. But I'm an outdoor nature kind of girl, out in the woods with my dogs, rough and tumble with my kid. I'm just, you know, but for special occasions when I need to, I will go. But I'm always concerned about the toxicity of the nail products and the salon, et cetera. So thank goodness we've got Lisa Beres. We love her, certified green building professional, to help us talk about healthy nail alternatives. Lisa, I bet your nails look great.
They don't. Sorry to disappoint. You know what? Okay. I always chip them. I got them done not that long ago, but they're already chipped. And I usually wear clear, but I went for color for Halloween. And, you know, my toes look good, though. Oh. My toes do look good.
Oh, good. All right. So what can we do? Because I don't like even going to those places, to be honest.
Right. And I know you guys talked about this with Carol Alt, and you guys had a great show. But I wanted to pick up on that. You know, we wouldn't paint our nails with paint used in the automotive industry, but that's in fact where nail polish began. It came from lacquers used by that, and then makeup artist for Revlon named Michelle Maynard actually developed it into nail lacquer. So that's where it originated, and that kind of explains why we have so many toxins in nail polish. So there's something called the toxic trio, and if you look for healthy nail polishes, you'll usually see three free or five free. A lot of people don't know what that means, so I'm going to break that down for you today. And you do want to look for
these. Yes, please do.
Okay, so the toxic trio includes formaldehyde. Yes, that's in nail polish. Formaldehyde is a carcinogen, and you can have eye irritation, nose, throat, and it can even lead to skin irritation. So if you're noticing those smells when you're painting your nails, that could be formaldehyde or toluene, which is also in there, and that's another carcinogen. And a VOC, these are both VOCs. That means they get into the air. So when you're at the nail salon or painting your nails at home and you're smelling those strong odors, that's what we're dealing with here. Toluene can lead to dry and cracked skin, headaches, dizziness, irritated eyes, nose, throat, the list goes on, even damage to the liver and harmful to pregnant women. And then we have dibutyl phthalate, and this is linked to fertility. So this is a type of phthalate, which we're talked about quite a bit. These are mess with our hormonal systems. And dibutyl phthalate was linked to uterine cancer and testicular cancer. And it can also affect the thyroid and have problems in utero with reproductive issues. So now we know why we don't want these three in our nail polish. So that's the
I'm thinking I'll just keep my just not great looking nails and just be healthy. But there are alternatives.
I'm going to tell you some healthy ones. Yeah. Okay, so then there's the five free, and that's what would that would include is those nail polishes would not include the three I listed, but also camphor, which is linked to liver damage, and formaldehyde resins. Okay, so you really want to look for something labeled three free or five free. And the reason is because now Duke University, in conjunction with the Environmental Working Group, just came out with a groundbreaking study that found that there's a new chemical that's in they found in nail polishes that's ending up in our bodies. And they found it in every single woman they tested. They tested the urine of every single woman who volunteered for the study. So they got their nails done, and when they checked their urine levels, it spiked with this chemical called triphenyl phosphate, or TPHP. This is an endocrine-disrupting chemical. Again, messes with our hormonal system. And it's used commonly in plastics and as a fire retardant in foam furniture. So it's crazy that it's in our nail polish, and really scary that it's actually getting into our bodies, because people will often justify, well, it's my nails, it doesn't get into my body, you know, even if there's toxins in it. Well, this study proves otherwise. And it's really scary because when they tested these women, they found that the levels of this TPHP was spiking over time. So when they first tested it, it was elevated. A few hours later, it had elevated sevenfold. And then in about 10 to 20 hours is when it peaked the levels in their body. So So
it really makes me concerned about the women who work in these places.
Oh,
and
it's
I think
so
a lot
crazy.
Of them don't take precautions, right? They don't want to have a mask. It'll ruin their makeup or whatever, you know,
yes.
aesthetic reasons. And this is serious. You know, it's the same
it's
thing
serious,
with the Brazilian blowout. You know,
I
see women in salons doing that without, they'll do one after the other all day without a mask. So we'll have to come back and talk about those too.
I was just going to say, we need to do a show on that because there's a huge movement with women's Voices for the Environment that's trying to help women in nail and hair salons protect themselves because the keratin in that Brazilian blowout is loaded with formaldehyde, and self-admittedly, they've actually been fined,
yes.
you know, for that. So the reason they started using this THPH is because, you know, it came in the news where these phthalates were in the nail polish and people were up in arms. Well, you know what they did is they just replaced it with another chemical called triphenylphosphate, that's also an endocrine disruptor and turns out to be maybe even worse. And if you remember the show I did, which was really shocking, about obesogens, how these obesogen chemicals are all around us and in our homes, and these chemicals are actually linked to weight gain and obesity. Well, they're finding now at Duke, the Duke scientists are studying this and saying that, yes, they do believe, in fact, this TPHP contributes to weight gain and obesity. So I think we're going to be soon adding that to the list of obesogens. So go to the nail salon and put on a few pounds while you're there. It's so overwhelming. It really is overwhelming, but what I really want to stress is you have to be a label reader, and you have to ask questions, and you have to do your research. You can't just turn a blind eye and say, oh, I'll deal with that later, or I'm sure it's safe. Even products that were labeled healthy aren't necessarily free of this. So they tested 3,000 nail products in the environmental group's Skin Deep database, and they found half of them disclosed this TPHP. So you can read the label and potentially find it on there. I'll tell you the dirty brands, the brands that were found with it, because I know these will sound familiar.
Okay.
Sally Hansen, Essie, OPI, Butter of London, which is typically a healthy brand. They say they've taken it out since.
Oh, really?
Revlon, which isn't really that shocking, since they're the ones that developed nail polish to begin with. Milani, Wet n Wild, Spa Ritual, Orly, The Balm, Nuance by Selma Hayek, Maybelline, and this is another shocking one, Beauty Without Cruelty. That was surprising that they found this chemical in there.
That is surprising.
So, again, go use that EWG Skin Deep database and look up nail polishes. Now they're updating them all with this information, and so you want to look for the most pure of brands. You know, the brands that just say, like, we have no chemicals, we don't use preservatives and things like that.
Well, what are some of those?
Okay, so the brands that I have found and actually cross-reference these all with EWG are Pretty NYC, P-R-I-T-I. They're incredible. One that ranked the highest was Aqua, it's so hard to say, Aquarella. Aquarella comes up as a...
Aquarella, okay.
Aquarella comes up number one in not only nail polish, but nail polish remover. Poofy Polish. It was a cute name, Poofy Polish, also rated very high and free of the five free. And then there's one called She Sway. That one's great. There's Piggy Paint. Piggy Paint's easy to remember because isn't that the cutest name?
Oh, that's adorable.
And Piggy Paint I like because it's easy to find. I'm pretty sure they sell it at Whole Foods and your natural food store. Zoya is great. There's one called Kiki. K-E-E-K-I. That's great.
I love Kiki.
Oh my gosh.
They have a lip shimmer that is to die for. Honestly, I love Kiki. Big fan.
And they're gluten-free. Their products are 100% acetone-free and soy-free. They no parabens, no phthalates, no toluene, no formaldehyde, no acetone, no synthetic fragrance. And so they're really good. And then Obsessive Compulsive, which I think is a funny name. I know you guys talked about everyone bringing their own nail polish, and I do the same thing. So we can remember that one easy. We're all a little obsessive compulsive with our health.
Exactly. Lisa, the time goes by way too fast.
I can't
wait till next month. Lisa comes on once a month. You can follow her on Twitter at Ron and Lisa, or go to ronandlisa.com to get tons and tons of great information. I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky, who will be back. And you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well and keep listening.